Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I think we should do some sort of neighborly podcast. What do you think?
I think that sounds like a pretty good idea.
So just so you guys know, I am talking – this is going to be another local to Northern Kentucky-centered podcast, but really is going to apply to the entire fitness community. I have Jason on the podcast with me today. If you're on Instagram right now, open up your app. He is No Talented One. That is NOTALENTED, the number one. But that's kind of misleading because, Jason, you're pretty talented because you manage a pretty active life with a regular life with family and a career, and you've lost 150 pounds.
Yeah, that's right. I that name came from an old Xbox tag I had back in the day. A homage to Office Space and my Xbox name.
We will absolutely get into the fitness conversation here and balancing life and all that stuff in a moment. But okay, the old Xbox Live handle. What were some of the games that you were playing back then? What were some of your favorites?
I was playing a lot of Madden football and NHL hockey, and the Call of Duty, of course.
Yeah,
all those.
So what year Madden are we talking about? What release on Madden?
Oh, that would have been. I mean, I've had that Xbox handle for 14 years. So I think I played the original Xbox with that handle. Like, what was that game? Mech Assault.
Yeah,
was like one of the first online games I really played on the Xbox.
Well, it was funny, like, because when you first hit online gaming, I wasn't into it as much because like you had to have a separate Ethernet connection, and it was very, very old school. Like now, I think you just pretty much log on and you can play through Wi-Fi. But
like my hometown that I came from was one of the first cities to adopt cable internet, and we're talking like in like I was in the like seventh and eighth grade, so a long time ago. So I've always been like blessed with fast internet.
See, and that's the thing. I'll show my age, but like kids today, if they had that slow internet that we had 14, 15 years ago, I don't think they could handle it.
There's no way they could handle dialing into an AOL. They will lose interest before the modem even ended.
That's right. That's right. So you're not from Cincinnati, but when did you move here? What got you into the area?
I moved to Cincinnati in 2002. I moved up here with work. I took a promotion with Walmart. I became an assistant manager and moved up here because my fiance lived up here. My wife now, but my fiance at the time.
Okay.
She's from up here, so I moved up here to be with her.
Okay. Yeah, that keeps, you know what? That keeps you guys in a, and we have a pretty nice little community up here too. And yeah, I mean, that's nice. You've been able to build a life, been able to build a family here, and you've pretty much, I mean, you've worked your way up at Walmart, right? You started
right
there, I guess about 18, 20 years ago now. Is that about right?
It'll be 20 years in April.
Okay. So you have your career that you've worked up with there. And then, now, as far as getting into the weight loss, were you always heavier as a child? Did you gain it as you were doing this kind of work? What's your story with
that? I kind of started to get husky, you know, husky pants about third grade, and just kind of progressively, you know, just gained the weight over time. You know what I mean? And then as I got out of high school, one year in high school, I played soccer for a couple of years and dropped a little bit of weight and slimmed up. But then the moment I quit playing soccer, the Mountain Dew caught back up with me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and I'll tell you, I remember like those, because I wore those in probably third, fourth grade too. The Bugle Boy Huskies.
Yeah. The Bugle Boy Huskies from Goodies.
So yeah, they looked really good with your Nikes or your LA Gears or your Reebok Pumps. Yeah,
Reebok Pumps, Jordans. I always look back at the shoes I wore as a kid, and I couldn't believe I asked my mom to buy me a $140 pair of Jordans. I apologized to her one day. I'm like, I'm sorry for all those shoes I made you buy me.
So, yeah, and now this is an interesting thing too, because I was the same as a kid. Like, I had the Jordans. I had the Air 180s and then later the Air Max.
Oh, you had the those are the David Robinsons, right?
That's right. Yeah,
I had a pair of those, and someone stole them out of my middle school locker.
Well, of course they were, because they were like
$200.
Yeah, because they were the Nike pumps, but Nike
the Nike pumps. Pump. Yep.
Yeah. Because they couldn't have the pump on the front on the tongue.
They were on the side. Yeah. Man, those shoes were amazing.
And then like I feel like there were some 180s that also had like a hand pump with them.
Yeah, the original ones. A kid I went to middle school with, he had a pair of them. His name was Dustin. I'll never forget him. He carried the pump with him like it was like his like badge of honor.
So now, and here's the other thing, because those shoes are still available now. Jason, as an adult, do you spend $140 on your tennis shoes?
No. We'll go to the mall to play around in the play area, and the Champ Sports is right there by it. And I'll always walk in there, and I'll just pick up a pair of the Jordan Retro Sixes. I'll look at the price tag. I'll look over my wife, and I'll go, nope, and put them back down. We do it every time. It's like one of our things we do, because one day I'll get a pair, but I can't drop $200 on a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I have one pair of Saucony's trainers that I wear for pretty much everything. Like these outdoor trail shoes that are awesome for running. They're awesome for cross training. And, you know, they were probably about $60. When I'm not doing that, I'm wearing these, the New Balance 515s, I think is the ones they are. But you can call them dad shoes. I'm cool with it. I typically won't pay more than $40-$50 for my shoes. I'm like,
I got a nice pair of running shoes that I you know, obviously I do my running in, and then I wear like brown dress shoes like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's kind of funny. Oh, and I had to pull up the Jordan 6s, because I see the ones I had of these were the ones that came out when the school year started. So they were like white. So you had the white and orange ones, and then you had most kids had the black and orange.
I had the black ones.
But the ones I wanted are the ones that I would buy this day, which are the maroon and white ones. So like if I could find those, I would probably I'd have to think about it. I'm sure they have them.
I read, like I said, every time I go into Champ Sports, I just stare at them and like one day I'm just gonna just splurge and get me a pair.
That's right. It'll be like the only middle-aged. Well, no, we won't be the only.
No.
We won't be the only middle-aged men wearing them. But
no.
And that's the other thing that I think is funny now is like, as people are aging, they're still wearing a lot of the same style. So I mean, you know, you'll see a 45-year-old guy now wearing a Bo Nose T-shirt. So
yeah,
kind of funny.
I had a pair of the Bo Jacksons when he released a pair of shoes. I had a pair of those too. I think those were really expensive as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, they and Bo Jackson, I have to I've been playing a lot of Tecmo Super Bowl lately. Like that is the only game I've been playing. And yeah, still on that game.
He's unstoppable.
He is. And it's crazy because Marcus Allen is the fullback for them. Mm-hmm. Now, if they had any type of quarterback at that time, it would be helpful, but
was it Rich Gannon?
No.
Is that who the quarterback is on? Gannon.
This was okay. Todd Maravich.
Yeah.
Maravich. I think that's – is that him?
I think that sounds right.
Because I'm getting him – I don't want to get Todd Maravich and Tony Mandridge mixed up. So let me make sure as we just talk about – okay. Yeah, Todd Maravich. Cool.
It's like you either take L.A. with Bo Jackson or you take the Giants with Lawrence Taylor.
That's right.
Because Lawrence Taylor can block every extra point.
That's still one of the best video games ever. Like it's just
it's on the NES Classic, so I'll play it sometimes when I'm bored.
No, I mean that's the I picked up one of those, and I'll tell you what, that's you would think, and I told my wife, because that was my birthday present. You know, most of the time you'll get these kind of these game discs that are the old nostalgia Sega and all that. You play it for a weekend, you'll be done. But I hooked it up. I'm telling her, I'm like, yeah, I won't play this all the time, but I'm definitely going to get my money's worth out of it. So,
you know, you can sideload it with everything on it. I've got mine sideloaded with like 600 games.
I do, but we're not going to talk about that here. But yeah, that's okay. Totally.
Well, you know, allegedly.
Yes, allegedly you can. I might be able to play Ninja Turtles 2 on there, but I can't. Yeah. I can't say for sure.
Allegedly.
but yeah, like, so you started working your way up at Walmart. You started getting back into the soda, and then was there just a moment for you where you were like, enough is enough? What happened there?
Well, I did have a moment. You know, I had my kid, you know, about 5 years ago. I had the kid and I still wasn't taking care of myself right. And I knew I wasn't, you know, I avoided the doctor because I knew the news would always be bad. And
yep.
You just don't want to hear it when you already know it. Right.
Right.
And, you know, finally, she was approaching a year and, my wife was like, you gotta go to the doctor. Let's get checked out. And, you know, you go to the doctor and it's really bad. And, you know, fortunately I had a doctor that kept it pretty real with me. And I guess it just stuck that time. You know, I left the doctor and that basically the next day I just started eating better.
Well, and I think, is that still the doctor that you see on a regular basis?
You know, I went back like 6 months later for a follow-up and he actually quit family practice. Mm. And I've not seen him since, but I talked to his nurse and his nurse took a picture and sent it to him.
That's awesome. Well, and where I really wanted to go with that, because see, you know, when I talk about stuff, I'm always like, be on the same page with your doctor, be on the same page with your doctor, because the family doctor that I go to, she's always like, she was always real with me, but we would always have a conversation. So when I come in and see her, it's basically like, okay, what's going on? Are you still doing the workouts? What's your eating look like? So we'll go through and we're just having a back and forth. Like you know,
that's what me and my doctor do now. The guy I go to now, we yeah. have the same thing every time.
Yeah. And, but see, the thing that I don't, that I hear a lot of people say is like, well, I don't have that kind of relationship with my doctor. And I think one thing I'll say to anybody that's listening is if you're not on the same page with your doctor, or you feel like you're just not getting, that it's not a real interactive type conversation, I would start looking at maybe other
find a new doctor
network. Yeah. I mean, at least try, like, you might go out there and be like, man, you know, I saw this new doctor. I'd much rather work with the one I've been going to for years. That's fine. But if you're kind of either annoyed or afraid of going to your general practitioner, try some other in-network options and just see what you can do. Because I feel like anybody that's going through a weight loss journey or a fitness process, you have to be on the same page with
your doctor. You got
to. You got to have them. Working through this,
you know, I basically went to everyone at some point in that little doctor place I go to, and mm-hmm. and I picked the one I liked the most out of the four that was left.
Yeah,
and that's how I decided to, after my guy left, that's how I decided who to go to.
So, and so you got on, you went and saw the doctor, and then I think for any of us, like, it, your life changes when you have kids. Once you have kids, it's like, okay, you know, I've got to be responsible now. I have to do the things that I've been saying that I was going to do. What did it look like for you at first? How do you remember what your weight was, and what is it that you started doing? What were the first changes that you made?
Well, my weight was it was about 325 pounds when I got things going.
Okay.
And I just downloaded the. Well, actually, I already had it downloaded because I tried a couple times, but I just logged back onto MyFitnessPal. And I started using it to track my food. I put in my goals. And, of course, I put in the maximum. I think the maximum it will let you put in is, like, lose 2.5 pounds mm-hmm. a week. And then it starts to flag you. But so I put that in and really just took the 12 to 1,500 calories of food a day and learned and taught myself to eat like that.
Well, and I think it's always important when somebody is doing this that they have that kind of hands-on approach to trying to lose weight, because if you're really going through and trying to fit the foods that you like to eat into a certain amount of calories and create that deficit, I feel like you're really going to be building, you know, you're going to get into some habits and some routines that'll stick. So, I mean, I think it's awesome that that's what you did. Now, exercise wise, where did that start? I think the thing, probably the best thing is, where did you start and what do you do now? Because you're pretty much all things now.
Yeah, I didn't. I lost about 70 pounds before I started really doing any exercise. I got to about 260 or so, and then I just started running.
Okay.
I had ran before in the past, like, you know, I'm going to go run, and I'd run, you know, half a mile or whatever, and, you know, walk back the other half mile back home. But I would just – I just started running. I'm going to just see how long I could run before I had to stop. You know, started trying to get up to – started to try to build up the stamina to run 30 minutes at a time. And just kept going from there. And once I was able to get the 30 minutes, and I started to try to, you know, to see how, like, much longer I could go, I would just keep adding on more minutes every time I went out for a run. And I do that, you know, in the evenings after I got home from work. You know, after the baby was asleep, because she was only like, she was 1.5 at that time.
Okay.
So, you know, it was easy. Once she went to bed, then I'd, you know, put on the shoes and go out running.
So, and then after you were running for a while, is that when you started doing races from that point? You started signing up for races?
Yeah. I did my first race. It was March of 2014, I think. Yeah. Three years ago. 4 years ago, I can't remember. 3 years ago, yeah. It was like the Heart Mini 5K.
Okay.
Is the first race I did. I finished the 5K in 39 minutes and 42 seconds. And I dressed like it was the dead of winter, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack running because I got so hot.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I wore like, I had like a hoodie on and sweatpants and like a two undershirts. I dressed like it was like I was going to go sledding.
Well, and to be fair with the mini is, that's in February, right?
Typically, it's like the first week of March.
Okay, so yeah, weather wise, as we are getting here today, as it's being demonstrated, you could really have a mix of anything. But
yeah,
that's probably a good time of, like, I like running in the spring and the fall. So, but yeah, that's so. What advice would you have to anybody that maybe has signed up for their first 5K and they're running into the next couple of months?
The best thing I can tell you is just don't get discouraged. You know that you're gonna go out running and it's gonna be tough. Your legs are gonna hurt, but you just gotta keep going. I found that, at least me personally, if I'm sore one day, if I go out and I exercise again the next day, it helps with the soreness. Yeah. I think a lot of times people get that soreness and like, oh, I can't do it. I got to rest for 3 or 4 days. And then by the time you go back, you're going to be just sore again. You just got to teach your body to accept the, not really accept the soreness, but you end up working your way through it.
I think you end up getting your mind in such a place that you just get used to doing the workouts. And yeah. I think you're right, because like I guess the initial reaction a lot of people have is they're going to work out hard and they wake up the next day and they're like, I need an off day. And sometimes you do. I think one of the things is somebody goes through what they're working through. You start to figure out how to check in with your body and, okay, do I really need to rest today, or can I go ahead and you know, fit something in based on schedule and kind of how your body's feeling. But now, because I know you still run a lot of races. So what's your race schedule look like for this year? And then what is your just a typical week training wise look like for you?
Races this year so far, what I've signed up for the Heart Mini Half, which is like, I think March the 10th. And then I'm going to do the Flying Pig Full. 99% sure I'm going to do the Flying Pig Full, which will be on our first full marathon.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do the Savage Race. I believe it's in June. It's an obstacle course race. I did one of those last year. I had a really good time doing that. So I'm going to do another one of those this summer. And that's kind of all I really have planned so far, you know, and I've just randomly woken up and just, you know, found a 5K and went and ran that before. So that I wouldn't put that past me a couple of times just in preparation for the other races.
See, and I think what's neat about that is once you're in running shape, you can do that. Like, you might see a race on Tuesday or even on a Saturday, like a 5K, and like, oh, that looks interesting. And you just sign up and you go, because you're able to do it. You're already conditioned.
Free shirt Saturday, or free shirt, you know, with quotations, you're paying for the right to run, but you get a shirt out of it. So
that's right. Well, that's another thing. How many t-shirts, race t-shirts, do you have at this point?
I probably have 15 or 20 race t-shirts.
That sounds about right. Now with you doing the Flying Pig, you know that we're doing the meetup, and I think what this is coming into now for any of you guys listening that are coming down to Cincinnati to do the 10K with us. We're going to be doing the meetup at Packet Pickup, which is going to be Duke Energy Center on Friday. And I think it's open from like, I want to say like 10 to 7. I'm just
it's like an all day event.
Yeah, it is. And I'm thinking that's going to be, I've talked to Arash, I've talked to Gary about it. And I think that's going to make the most sense. I'm probably going to go down there about 4 o'clock and just kind of hang out, catch up with people. Of course it would be awesome to see you there, but are you going to, going to be able to hang out with us for a little bit?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll probably, if he's being here Friday, I know I'll end up working, but after I get off work, I'll come down that way to do my packet pickup.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't,
I think the Duke Energy is like, that's like 10 minutes from my store. So it's a pretty, pretty quick trip over there.
It'll be
40 minutes with traffic, but you know, yeah.
And which part of town are you in? Are you in Western Hills now?
I'm on Red Bank Road.
Oh, cool. Oh yeah. No, you're still pretty close. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's not too far. It's not too bad. So you do the races, but you do a lot of strength training now too. I mean, like you have
a complete
fitness regimen. So, I know you go up there to Crunch and, you still going up to the Y as well? Or are you just going?
I go to three different places. And if I go really late at night, like last night, I was at Crunch Fitness at 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
In the mornings when I go to the YMCA on Duck Creek. I think that's the name of that's a duck something. It's over there. It's over there on off of Red Bank Road by the Fifth Third.
Yeah.
That's a really nice Y. Then I go to the YMCA in Burlington, during the, if I go like, you know, like today, when we get here, I'm going to go to the Y.
Okay. I have to give Ryan a shout out too, cause he might be.
Yep. I saw him there last night, Monday night.
He's getting back into it. He's crushing it. He's turning it back on. So, Ryan, if you're listening, we see what you're doing and we're glad that you're up there. So I'm giving you a little bullet club right now. What does a week look like workout wise for you? What's your schedule typically?
Typically it's usually five strength training, you know, exercise workouts. And then I try to run anywhere between 6 to 12 miles, a treadmill or outside, depending on the weather. Like now I've just been doing treadmill cause I can't run in the deep cold.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's that's the tricky thing, right? Well, right now, actually, I think it's supposed to be in the 50s today, but yeah, when it gets really cold. Yeah,
I could run outside right now. Right now is about as warm as it, or as cold as I can handle it if I'm doing it. Now, if I wake up on race day and it's, you know, 27 degrees, I'll just have to put on an extra hat, I guess. But
yeah. Yeah. So now, as far as, well, the other thing that I do want to talk about, because when you're working, you entered a weight loss contest through Walmart and,
yes,
you got pretty far with that, didn't you?
I came in the top, like I guess top 37, for the 6 month time frame I was in, and actually won $5,000. It was really nice.
So, yeah. And how, like, just break down exactly like how that came about and then what the process was. Cause yeah, it was a step-by-step thing and you kept being advancing. It was really kind of cool to watch. Yeah.
It all starts. They have an app you can download. It's called the ZP app.
Mm-hmm.
ZP for better choices. And basically, you take a 21 days consecutive days, and each day you make a better choice, whether it be, you know, food related, health related, family, or even money. It goes all four of those, and you just basically check on the app each day you made a better decision, and then at the end of the 21 days you submit that and you answer a couple of questions, and then you start another one. And then just one random day, I got a phone call from a number in Seattle. I'm like, I don't know anyone from Seattle. So I, you know, send it to voicemail. Yeah. And it's the ZP wanting to talk to me about my what I was doing. And I interviewed with them on the phone and I went through a photo shoot, a couple more phone interviews. They even sent me to shareholders with Walmart as a winner. And then finally at the end of that summer challenge, you know, I got selected as a $5,000 winner. It was funny. I got the phone call on my birthday. That morning on my birthday, they called me and congratulated me on my $5,000 win. The top place got $25,000. So I was happy with the $5,000. $25 would have been real nice.
Seriously. Well, man, like a $5,000 birthday present. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's crazy. But
yeah, they give out $150,000 worth of prizes every quarter. Or every half year, every 6 months.
When I saw it, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, there has to be tons of people on this.
And I made some connections with some people through Instagram and stuff like that, through that, where they've reached out to me. And one of the guys, his name is Barry. He just recently won. He won for his weight loss. He lost, I want to say he's lost 80 pounds. So for some chance, Barry listens to this. Good job on that one, man. We keep in contact on Instagram quite often.
Well, and that's such an important thing with all this is having people that you connect with, and actually, I mean, you know, not just going through the feed and liking posts, but actually just,
right,
you know, going back and forth via Messenger and I mean, you know, building real relationships. It's how all this stuff works. And, you know, as we get close here, cause we'll be wrapping up here in just a few minutes, but Jason, what I'm interested in with all the stuff that you've accomplished and kind of, you have this entire story that's all the way through fitness. You balance all of this with your family and your career. What are you seeing yourself doing within the next 3-5 years? Are you looking to take this fitness stuff in another direction? What do you see for yourself?
I see myself really just keeping what I'm maintaining, you know, maintaining what I'm doing now and just continue advancing my career through Walmart.
Okay.
And that's kind of where I'm going at now. I work so hard to get where I'm at. You know, it's not anything I want to lose. That's one of my biggest personal fears is, you know, gaining the weight back. So it's a mental struggle I think everyone who's lost weight fights with. And that's kind of the one thing I kind of battle every day.
Well, and I think it's helpful for everybody to hear that, you know, it is a thing that we all think about. Like, you know, you just remember what it was like being that way before. And, you know, it's only natural that you're like, man, I got to maintain this. I got to keep it up. So, you know, anybody that's thinking that, it's not just you. Like, we all think.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But I mean, so it's a process, man, but you've done this all through hard work and, you know, seeing all the stuff that you post, cause you and I know we're connected on Facebook and we're pretty much connected anywhere or everywhere. Yeah. But I mean, you do just an amazing job keeping everything on track and doing all the things that you need to do. But, as you know, I guess probably the last thing I'll ask you is what's going to be the best way for anybody to get in touch with you that might be listening to this?
You can reach out on Instagram is your best bet. Just send me a message on Instagram anytime. I always respond.
Okay.
Most of the time, unless you're crazy. Don't be crazy to me.
Yeah, don't be all crazy. Don't be sliding to the DM if you're crazy. Now, the other thing, anytime somebody gives out their Instagram handle, because sometimes those messages get a little wonky and they can get buried and hidden, do you try to respond to everybody like within a couple of days? What's your window normally?
It'd probably be within a day or two. It really depends on what I have going on, you know. Most of the time between work, you know, I don't really can spend half my day at work on Instagram, so it'd be more towards the evening.
Got it.
And it might be really late at night because I go to the gym really late at night and do stuff there as well. So if you get a beep really late at night, it might be me responding back to you.
So yes, make sure your phone is set on sleep mode. But yeah, definitely, you know, I always want to make sure if somebody is going to reach out, don't be like, oh my gosh, I messaged him 3 hours ago and I haven't heard back. So
yeah.
give Jason some time on that because he is really, really busy. And Jason, I'll go ahead and let you head off here now, but thank you for coming on and we'll chat again pretty soon. What do you think?
That sounds good, man. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Later.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.